Practice was a very good practice today. I told him afterwards, from start to finish, I thought we got a lot done. It was a good tempo. Really wanted to, that was our approach staff-wise. We would like to have gotten a good practice in, a good physical practice. The heat helped to do that. And then, leading up to the scrimmage tomorrow night, they've got a good time to recover to get to that point. So we really wanted to push them with the break they're going to have in between the two practices. So we should be, as far as the healthy guys going into the scrimmage, pretty healthy. They go at quite a good tempo for 2.5 hours, and that's when we got, especially that 2-minute drill at the end, when we had a false start, where we had a chance to get in position. Those are the times that they got to dig down and find a way to get it done. We're trying to find out who can mentally and physically execute at a high level at this time of the camp. That's what this is all about. You can't do these things when you get into the season. So this is the time to find out about a lot of people. First person that knows they dropped it is a player. I mean, you don't have to tell them they dropped it. You don't have to dog cuss them. Let's find out what the reason is. Is it the concentration? Is it not watching the ball hit your hands? Is it, what is it? And let's find out what it is. But again, some of that's pressing, trying to make a play. But we got to fix that. It's hard to get open in this league, and when you get open and the ball's delivered and it's delivered well, you got to catch the ball. That was a good practice. It was a good tempo. We expect that every day. But we came out here today, especially knowing it's going to be a little hotter. We were going to push them a little harder. But the effort of us to have to push it wasn't – they came out with a good mentality and did it themselves. So, but we have to do that every day. I will never promote fighting, but I will not discourage it. It's competitive. It's supposed to be competitive. I'm not going to promote it. They are fined. I've told them. I told you it's a $25 fine if they get fined, which is a fair value for the fight. $25. But no, we don't want to promote it. But we do like the competitive part of it. And yesterday it ended at the end of practice with about 5 or 6 plays ago where we started to get a little testy because they got tired and I liked it. I almost extended it a few more plays. It's not to get a fight, but just because of the competitiveness was starting to happen. It started earlier today, and that's kind of what kicked us off in the practice. Well, we're going to tackle the first half of the scrimmage. It is going to be live tackling. It's not going to be low tackling. There'll be no low blocks, no cutting. What we deem, they're called saw tackles, where you basically cut the guy out with the ball. We're not going to, nothing low. We're going to try to protect ourselves so we're not, we're going to get out of this thing healthy. But I think the first 5 drives are basically drives are going to start on the minus 30. I've got a play count in my head that I want to at least get in with these guys. It'll be ones versus ones the first drive, 2 versus 2s, and then 2s versus 1s, and 1s versus 2s, and 3s versus 3s. And then the second half will be more of a thud drill when we get down, more situational with the red zone, more thud. We're going to place the ball where we want to place the ball. It's not going to be where it goes to. It's already laid out. But the goal line will be live tomorrow night. It was close to it today, which I thought it would be, but it will be live tomorrow, tackling and everything. And then we'll end up, if time permits, and if we've had enough plays, I'll end it on that. If I think we need some more, we have a chance to go 2-minute drill at the end of the night. But I'd like to, can I say a couple things about the scrimmage? Really trying to create a family night environment here around in town to invite all the families, come out, invite everybody. It is free to the public. I think they're gonna hand each right. Person that comes in, yeah, they're going to hand a ticket out to everybody that walks in into the gates, a ticket, and it's a scratch off. I think this is the way they're doing it. Everybody will have a chance to win one of the 90 jerseys that'll be available from these players tomorrow night. After the scrimmage, the players will sign those jerseys for the winners, which I think is a neat thing. There's going to be activities for kids. It's going to be starting at 5 o'clock until about 9 o'clock. There's a lot of activities for family and especially kids. And it is going to be, you're going to see people around the area taking donations for the Wilson's Children's Hospital, which the Jaguars will match every dollar that is donated. So I think it's a great night. Come out. It's a win-win for a lot of people. We're going to find out a lot about the players when it gets into the tackling portion. And I just think it'll be, and then it ends with fireworks, and hopefully we get out of that night with no injuries, and we learn a lot about the players.